Well, hello, gentlemen, and the countdown begins for the changeover to 2024. And like I've said before, it's supposed to be men who are arrogant. But I bet you, if you've asked any femon, and I've asked quite a few, that who is more intelligent, a male or a femon? And they always say it's a femon, always. But when I've asked males, they sometimes say it's them, or a femon can be quite smart. It's just like everything else. Some people are smarter than others, whether they're male or femon. But if any of you guys, when you were young men, you remember at school, or mostly all the way through your upbringing, there was a push to tell you that femons were smarter than you. They were cleverer than you, especially at school. Your mother probably told you femons were smarter than males. You know, I've got to quite an age now, and I just don't see it. A lot of femons forget about using brain power and use their body or sex to get what they want. For a femon, it's all about manipulation, not logic. Unfortunately, most men don't have that luxury. Their worth is what they can do, what they can produce, not their body or looks. I mean, how much brain power does it take to pile loads of fake up on, dress in sort of women of the night clothes, and go to somewhere and just stand there? But there are smart femons about, of course. But the majority, as we can see on the media, TikTok, may have some brain power, but they just don't use it. Of course, when I was growing up, a lot of guys used to go out with what they called bimbos. They looked pretty good, and they were there for just one thing. And of course, none of the relationships ever lasted. You see, the trouble is with femons throughout history have been pretty goddamn lazy. And your brain is the same as anything else. It needs exercise. But a lot of femons will take the easy way out, which takes no brain power at all. And their one-parent families, usually a mother, and they teach their daughters to do exactly the same thing. Now, of course, tonight I'm going to be having quite a lot of Peroni, starting early, and hopefully I'll still be standing or sitting by the time it's New Year's. And I'm going to wish everybody a Happy New Year's then, if I can actually speak. Of course, I remember many years ago in sitcoms, in the UK even, it was also America, where they portrayed the male as the stupid one, and the femon as the smart one. The male was always the comic relief. The reason why it worked is because men can laugh at themselves, but femons can't. But take a look at the state of the femons today. Who is laughing now? Who is the real comic relief? You know, don't you guys? See you later.